Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Stars Cash and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show. Hi, everyone. This is Stars Cast. I'm your host for tonight. Well, I am for every week. And I have with me tonight Stars Maya, Stars Caitlin Clare, and Stars James. And they will be discussing a look into karma or at karma part two. We did something last week, and they just felt that they needed to continue on this week and because they had so much more to share. We'll be doing mini readings approximately 7:30, 7:40. I just kind of let it run because we have the spot for 2 hours, so it doesn't matter if we really go over past 8 o'clock. It's just fine. So right now I'm going to turn this over to Stars Maya, and she's going to get everything started. Stars Maya, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Stars Cat. And it feels like it's going to be a great night, so I'm very excited, and I'm so happy to have Stars Caitlin Clare and Stars James. Boy, they are just a wealth of information, aren't they?
They sure are, and I've got them live on the air as well, so I'm going to just let you take the lead, and if each one would at least say who is speaking, although James is the only gentleman that's going to be speaking, so I think everybody will know that it's him, But yes, it's going to be a good show. We have a lot of people in the chat right now. It's going to be posted soon, as soon as I hit the little button on Twitter and Facebook. So on with the show, Stars Maya. Take it away.
Okay, thanks. Well, hello to all our listeners, and we're so glad that you joined us as we continue to discuss karma and perhaps some of the implications. I'm very excited, and I've learned so much with the co-hosts of the show and speaking with them. So we're going to move first over to Stars Caitlin Clare. And now, Stars Caitlin Clare, you are an astrologer and a tarot card reader, in addition to being gifted, of course. Am I correct?
Yes, those are my three main specialties. I am an astrologer, an astrology teacher, a master tarot card reader, and I teach that as well. And I am a natural empath and a medium.
Okay, great. I really loved all that you had shared with us last week from the astrological point. So I guess we can go ahead and start with you. Did you have anything off the top of your head that you wanted to go ahead and add from last week? I don't want to put you on the spot either, but are you prepared to start things off for us this evening?
Oh, absolutely. I was really pleased to do the chart today, and I saw another grand trine. And this is, the third one that I've done since I've been on the show. And we have the south node is trining the moon, and it's also trining Pluto. And a grand trine means that this is something for everyone to participate in and benefit from. And a trine means opportunity, and it's all beneficial energy, meaning it's a good thing. And what this specific grand trine is bringing us, it's emphasis to our emotions, and we really need to let go of envy. We need to take this time to balance our psychic sensitivity because we are so sensitive right now. I don't know about anyone else, but I am absolutely humming with it during this, phase. Absolutely humming with it. And we need to balance that sensitivity with our emotions. But we need to work on the negative traits that are represented by the sign the moon is currently in. And the moon is currently in Virgo. That means that we must not be overcritical and we cannot overanalyze every little single situation to death. Now, I've got a stellium, which means 6 to 8 planets in Virgo, so I know all about overanalyzing. And this is a time to really let go of that. This is a time, as all people, we need to learn empathy and we need to really understand the feelings of other people and compassion. We're in a time that we are really attracting karmic situations, which help us to really transform how we respond emotionally to life itself, anything that life throws at us. We're learning how to, instead of coming from a place of just pure reaction, to stop, take a breath, what is going to best benefit all beings, and then we make our decision to react.
Okay.
So that's the biggest thing that I could really emphasize right now as far as karma, because this is the South Node, and the South Node does represent the karmic lessons that we need to learn in this life. Pluto adds energy. That's all Pluto does. It adds huge energy. And the moon, of course, rules our emotions.
Okay, and so when you share all this, you know, I took some notes because I really do learn from you, and you know, hopefully some of our listeners that are really interested are also taking some notes. Now, when you're speaking about these trines and, you know, these shifts and what we need to avoid and what we need to embrace, do you see this in terms of a time frame? Like, do you see this as a pattern that's going to continue at least through this month or perhaps to the end of the year? Or is it...
This is what's immediately happening right now. The moon and its nodes are kind of what we call fast movers in astrology. They move throughout the skies and throughout, you know, the natal horoscope very quickly. They move throughout the skies. They're fast movers as opposed to slow movers like Pluto. So right now, right at this time, this is a lesson that needs to be learned. It doesn't mean this lesson can't be learned at another time. But right now, this is where the energy is at. And if we're going to take advantage of this energy, then we really need to focus on getting out of our heads, letting go of worrying about what someone else has, and being of service to other people.
Okay. And so that's present. And so in that view or that light, although we talked about, you know, karma, you know, it's kind of an ongoing to a point situation. This is what we're being faced with now. And so these
right.
are the things we need to be aware of in the present. And those can shift, if I'm understanding you right, they could shift. So if
they
you
will
review,
shift.
Okay, and they will shift. So right now, pay attention to everything that you pointed out. Okay, great.
Right.
Thank you.
Because it's a grand trine, that's kind of a wake-up call. Because it's literally a humongous triangle in the middle of the chart. If you were to pull up an astrology chart for the whole world, you would see this big, huge triangle going, hello, please pay attention to me. I need your attention right now. While my energies may not last for 400 years, this is what we really need to wake up to. Otherwise, we're just going to come back into another cycle of learning this lesson again.
Okay, great. Very interesting. Okay, so let's go over to Stars James. Welcome, Stars James. And what would you like to share with us in continuing our discussion here on karma?
Well, hello. This is Stars James. And that was really great insight, actually, with the astrological viewpoint of what's going on and how that affects our karmic expression or our karmic experience. One thing that it just as a side note, just to add to that, it's interesting with what you were saying with the trines and the moon in Virgo and all of the things that are happening, especially in the U.S. government right now. I would like to. I mean, do you think that has implications on what's going on there as well? This grand trine that's happening.
Yes.
I'm just curious, but
yes, the people are going to rise up.
Yeah,
and they are going to demand a different government. And it actually has absolutely nothing to do with the actual moon, but it has more to do with Pluto and Capricorn. Mm-hmm. The people are going to put energy to rise up and say enough is enough.
Yeah, I totally agree. I get a sense of that as well, that people are really starting to say, you know, it's and you know, I know that both sides are probably doing the best that they can with the resources that they have, but I know right now there's so much frustration, even with, you know, the clients that I've talked to and people that I talk to just on a daily basis with what's going on, that it definitely is. And I do believe that this is an expression of karma and an opportunity for us as a people group in the United States, and I'm sure we have listeners from elsewhere. So if you're not aware of what's going on right now, our government is actually closed for service because they're unable to agree on a particular law that's been passed. And I really do believe that there is intrinsic karmic, and I wasn't planning on talking, you know, politics or anything, but I do believe that there is intrinsic karmic implications in what's going on, and that this is an expression of what's going on, you know, in the individual on a macro scale. You know, really solidifying, you know, where we're at in terms of how we assist other people, how we help other people, and how our lives affect other people. And I think that this is just an expression on a greater scale. So I believe that there's breakthrough coming as well. Breakthrough coming in terms of politics and on a personal level too. I really see a wave going across you know, the earth right now of people becoming more conscious, and you know, it comes in phases, and you know, it's never been everyone at once, but I think that there is a critical mass coming in terms of accepting a more loving response to each other, and you know, moving away from the violence and moving away from the wars and things like that. I do believe that is something that we could potentially see even in our lifetimes, just because the energy is there. So, I guess that's what I would have to share right now. You guys can keep going and then check with me again. But that's the first thing that popped into my mind, especially related to what you had to say with the trines and the moon. Well, you said the moon in Virgo really doesn't have a lot to do with it. It's more the energy that's going on.
Yes, the moon in Virgo, well, see, the moon is going to move forth throughout the zodiac. So it hits different signs pretty quickly. But for right now, that's the lesson that we need to learn. And Virgo is a very conservative sign. I mean, if you look at its glyph, it's literally the Virgin with her legs closed.
Right.
But in reality, when we look at Virgo, it's either all or nothing. We're either super conservative or super liberal.
Mm-hmm.
But for right now, what I'm seeing is that the people are going to rise up and they're going to demand a change in their government, especially in the United States. I did a chart for the United States today, as I always do when we do our shows. And the people are going to demand an end to this poverty and an end to this repression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Period. Now, it may or may not work. It could go either way because, you know, I couldn't tell you what's going to happen, you know, 6 years from now.
Right.
But I can tell you right now that the people are not happy. They want their Obamacare, and they want it now.
Right.
And
well,
I'll get
I was even off my political soapbox. No, right. I was even earlier today signing up for my insurance through the new system.
There are lines around the block, honey, for this.
Yeah.
The people want this, and they're going to have it. And the Republican Party may, you know, as a result, really suffer a hard blow to their credibility.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry to the Republicans out there, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, well right. And I just want to say this. We love the Republicans. We love the Democrats. We love all of you. And it's really not about politics. I really don't think a lot of what's going on is really – it's about politicking, but I don't think it's about your underlining political viewpoint. You know, I think that everyone's pretty frustrated with what's going on, you know, in the House right now. So,
of course, because
yeah.
We've got a number of Republicans that want, you know, to – you know, express their opinions, and they're being stifled right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not going to stand.
Right. Now, this is Stars Maya, so I don't want us to get too much into the politics so that we don't, you know, we don't take it too far with politics. But, you know, as far as, now that was Stars Caitlin Clare and Stars James that were discussing that. And I agree with Stars James, and this is Stars Maya speaking now. I don't feel, it's interesting because a lot of what Stars Caitlin Clare said about some of the, you know, lessons about letting go of negative traits and trying not to overanalyze. I'm not an astrologer, so I don't use that terminology. I use my guides, but the visions and the teachings that they've shown me have been, you know, very, very powerful, and they very much resonate with what, actually what with both of you said, but especially what Stars Caitlin Clare said. And I do agree with Stars Jane. I don't feel it's a matter of so much politics, the Republican or the Democrats. What I feel and what I'm seeing, you know, as far as what my guides are teaching me or showing me about these strong karmic influences right now. And I am in the U.S., and so, of course, I'm more attuned to what's going on in the U.S. But what I'm seeing is just that, you know, there has to be a breakdown in order for unification to occur. And that's how I'm seeing it. I am seeing it more so as a way of releasing all these secular or private agendas. And again, I'm not talking, you know, politics with, I'm not standing up for or against Republicans or Democrats. But what I am suggesting is that this collective consciousness or conscious that we've, you know, talked about is, this is a very good to me, it's a useful tool for us to use with our listeners as being very symbolic of what's going on in the world and in our personal lives. We have all these different agendas and we have to stop the breakdown, although I'm shown that sometimes, you know, the storm comes and then the sun comes out and the flowers grow, et cetera, et cetera. So what I'm feeling about all this news right now in the U.S. is it is going back to, you know, karma, but karma in a universal way where we all have to find that center, which we talked about last week. If you want to look at it as a pyramid or a center of energy where we can all get to a place of more purity and we can overlook personal agendas so that we can all be for the betterment and for the good of all, whether that's a nation or a country or a state. And so to me, I felt some very, very strong feelings with all this. There's also a lot going on, which I feel is very connected to the same idea here. And I happen to show and breed Australian Shepherds. And there's a lot of very harsh, unfair laws that they're trying to place upon the ethical good breeders. The problem is it won't stop the puppy mills, but it will make breeders like myself who do things correctly, it'll just simply make it more difficult and more expensive for us to do things the right way. So to me, again, I'm getting, we talked about the separation. I'm feeling that this is very karmic in nature, and it's showing us that each of us, you know, whether we're in the Senate, the Congress, we're a dog breeder, or we're people just trying to make the world a better place spiritually, we have to set aside negative energies, envy, greed, monetary gain, seeing financial gain and seeing, you know, material things as being success. And instead, we have to look within and find our light, and our light coming from Creator, whether that's God or our, you know, if you're a Buddhist or you just believe in goddess, it's irrelevant what our actual religious beliefs are. We all believe, I'm sure, that there is some light, there is some source. So I am just so infatuated at the moment, I guess is a good word to use, because I'm feeling it personally, I'm feeling it universally. And what I was going to pose as I close with my statement that I wanted to share with everyone is what I'm finding with my clients right now, and this is the advice that I'm giving everyone, I'm also seeing, and I believe this is all connected to this universal type karma, that we are being faced with so many crossroads and decisions, and they're not black and white. They're not right or wrong. It's not as if, okay, well, if I take path A, my life's going to be perfect, but if I take path B, my life is going to be horrible. Instead, it is like, it's like a tree's, branches of a tree. Each branch has its individual and unique qualities, and yet it has its shortcomings or its obstacles or sacrifices as well. So a lot of our listeners may find that a lot of different choices are being presented to them, and this is just a way of growing and learning. And again, I feel, you know, I agree with everyone, and I think we all are in harmony with the fact that this is going to be a positive thing. When something is positive, you know, the old saying, you know, you have to work hard to get what you want. You know, hard work pays off and all that. I do feel it's true in this situation as well. We have to overcome the challenges that we're being faced with, and we have to set aside personal agendas and start thinking about our country or our neighborhood or our community or our family, whatever the case may be, as a whole. And once we can overcome that little box that many of us have placed ourselves in, and we can get to that point where we are able to see past our own egos and past our own needs, wants, and desires, and see the bigger picture, we will, I do feel, although I'm going to say that from what I'm being shown, I feel like at least to the end of this year, it's going to be a challenging learning experience. And from that point, I really haven't looked any further. I don't feel this is going to be a quick fix, but I do feel the outcome is going to be positive. I feel that the generation, and I liked, Stars James, that you pointed out that for some of us, myself being an older person, I do feel that I am going to get to see the results of all this transitioning and all this coming together. So I'm asking my clients to try not to overanalyze things, but to look at the bigger picture and to stop, whether it's a relationship or a problem, and not make a mountain out of a molehill, and to stop for a moment and think about what would be the better good of the family or the relationship or their future, as opposed to a quick fix. Oh, this job pays $3 an hour more, so I'm going to take it, whereas actually the other job may have maybe a better choice in the long run because it offers perhaps intrinsic satisfaction. So I wanted to pose that question to both of you, and again, we will go to Stars Caitlin Claire to see if you're seeing any changes in the energy or the questions in clients in the last couple of weeks or so, and if so, what, how you're advising them or how you may be assisting them to find harmony in this kind of a little bit of a chaotic, I feel, situation we have right now.
Oh, we have a huge chaotic situation right now, and a lot of my regular clients who contact me daily are very frustrated in their personal situations, and they're working so hard. They are working and working and working to find a solution to provide for their families, and they want to know if it's worth it, and it is. The big lesson right now for us all, we have Saturn, which is literally sitting on top of the North Node, is we all need to learn true humility. And that may come through our hard work. It may come through lessons from our family. And we need to sometimes learn how to bite our tongue and take a step back, take a deep breath, and really think before we speak, because we are working so hard and we are so frustrated and we don't know what the heck is going on. It feels like we're kind of hit for a loop here. And that's okay. Sometimes life deals us these blows. Right now, it's really hard for us to relax because we're experiencing this influx of energy into our work, and we're coming from such a practical and organized place. we're sometimes forgetting to come from a more place of being human, humility, compassion, setting the work aside. We're also taking on way too much responsibility than what we're really responsible for. You know, it feels like for many of us that we're taking on the weight of the world. And it's really in conflict with our desire to feel free. And we have so much nervous energy right now. And we have this drive to accomplish our goals right now. And that's due to Saturn, which is making a nasty little inconjunct to Uranus. Now, Uranus brings the unexpected. And Saturn is the great teacher. So the teacher is going to bring the unexpected. What we need to do is find, like we spoke about last week, that quiet mind and meditation. Relax. Let it go. Practice some physical activities like Tai Chi or yoga or anything, aerobics, running, anything that releases stress. We really need to practice right now. It feels like right now we're at odds with work, family, and society as a whole. And that's not necessarily so. It's just what it feels like right now, and it will pass. We're coming into a cycle of an attitude adjustment, and we're transforming how we think. In 3 days, we're going to have the North Node, and it's going to sit on top of Mercury. So it's really going to stimulate our intellect, and we're going to go, oh, this is what I need to do. I was thinking about this all in the wrong way. I was coming strictly as a reaction from my emotions instead of really taking the time to breathe, meditate, let go, and let God or whoever you call a spiritual higher power, you know, take over. Sometimes we just need to let go and let that energy take over. However, we have such a huge opportunity to heal all our negative stubbornness, our stinginess, and we have the opportunity right now to open up and listen. We have this gorgeous sextile from the South Node, which is our huge karmic lesson, to Chiron, which is the healer, to Pluto, who brings energy. So we have a lot of energy bringing healing to our karma right now. And that's what we really need to pay attention to. Meditate. Find that quiet stillness. Just take 5 minutes a day. 5 minutes a day can do it. And then we can overcome all this stress from all our hard work that we've been putting forth to provide.
So Caitlin Clare, if I'm understanding you, and it's important because I really love your vast knowledge here, one of the things that you are doing to assist your clients is that many clients just feel so overburdened and oppressed and feel like they've done so much to make things right, and yet, and the way they're perceiving it, again, that doesn't necessarily make it so, but their perception and their emotion and their feeling is that it's like being on a, you know, a hamster on a wheel. They've ran and ran and ran, but they're not getting anywhere.
Right.
You're helping them to see is actually that's not true. You are getting somewhere. It's just going to be in a different and much more positive direction. And peace and silence and meditation and the release of all this negative energy, you know, the person that says, well, I tried so hard and I did this and I did that and blah, 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 and I'm still not anywhere. That's the person that you're going to redirect. Am I correct?
Yes, I always redirect my clients to take time for themselves. Take that extra 5 minutes, 15 minutes, go sit in your hot tub, enjoy the sight of the stars. Do something for yourself that you may not do every day. Give yourself the facial, the manicure, whatever 5 minutes, whatever that means to you. Make it all about you and your enjoyment and relaxation. That is essential, because then when you step away from being relaxed and fulfilling, you know, your soul and giving yourself a little bit of what you need, you can better appraise your situation and look at it from a more clear-headed mind.
Right. That makes sense.
And go, yeah, okay, now that I'm more clear-headed, I see clearly what the situation is.
Okay. Okay, great. That was a really, once again, very knowledgeable, very useful advice for our listeners. So let's turn it over now to Stars James, now that he's had a chance to hear what we've had to say. Stars James, what is your input in regards to clients or whatever else you'd like to add about this movement or shift of energy or this, you know, karmic influence, whatever terminology you choose to use?
Absolutely. This is Stars James, and I've kind of noticed the same thing with people feeling like the phrase that I always tend to use is people feel like they're treading water, like they're not moving in any direction, and even sometimes they can see the goal, but they don't know how to get there. And I've been receiving a lot of questions about, because I guess in my work, because I do have a lot of Eastern influence as well, I do talk about karma in my sessions, and determinism versus free will and those types of questions come up. And I think people, when they feel stuck, they feel like there's absolutely nothing that they can do and they're just living out this cycle. And I love what you guys were talking about, especially the when I'm talking to a client I'm getting a sense that they're really stuck, the breakthrough usually comes in the form of them being able to take a step back. And it's really, it is related to taking that break, but you have to take that mental break as well. You have to allow yourself to separate, you know, really separate yourself from the situation so that you can be conscious in the moment that you're in. So if you're in that hot tub, conscious in the hot tub, experiencing the hot tub, as opposed to, you know, people being in the hot tub, experiencing all of the stress of their day or all of the, you know, and sometimes we just ruminate on that stuff so much that that's really what's causing us to not get to where we need to go, because we can't really focus on the present moment. And what I tend to see with people when I'm doing especially energy work is that when they're unable to get to their goals or their destinations or really exert that free will to kind of usurp the determinism related to karma, is that they are not willing to be present. They're doing one of two things. They are taking their consciousness and they're putting it behind them. They're contemplating the past. They're thinking about, you know, they're thinking about what has happened to them. They have almost like a victim mindset, and they're
right.
Just kind of stuck there, you know, and they live from that moment. Or they're taking their consciousness and they're putting it forward in front of them, and they're worried about the future, or they're planning for the future, and planning for the future is great, but if you're doing it all the time, it doesn't work that way. We have to experience this journey. We have to live in the moment and experience the journey. And, you know, planning, I actually have a plan for each day, and I write things down and I check them off. It works very well for me, but I have to make sure that I'm conscious. Or even in doing that, I find out that I'm not very effective if I'm constantly, you know, contemplating what might happen in the next few moments, in the next few days, in the next few hours, whatever. And that's what I get a sense of is really the shift that's going on. And I even think that this is the shift that's going on, you know, on a macro level and a global level as well, is that shift of consciousness and bringing ourselves to the present moment. And I think we're going to hear a lot more about the value of this, whether it's using language like I just used or using, you know, like psychoanalytic language or religious language. And the techniques that can be used to get yourself to that present moment. I mean, people use yogas, meditations, mantras, you know, sacraments, depending on, you know, if you're a lot of Judeo-Christian values, they do sacraments, rituals, those types of things that you can use to get you to the present moment, to get you interactive with the moment. And I think that that's the biggest key, going back to the karmic question that we have for tonight. I think that that's the biggest thing is find time to be present. If it's in the hot tub and that's your place of solace, that's your place of meditation, great, but be present in that hot tub. be present on the treadmill. Be present wherever, you know, wherever it is that you are. And do it frequently. You know, even do it while you're planning. Even do it while you're, you know, if you have on your list for the day, or if you make a list like I do, you know, today I was present while I was baking bread, because I bake bread every other day. And so I try to be present even in the events, and I don't concern myself. I try not to concern myself as much with what's going to happen in the future, or allow the past through bitterness, unforgiveness, or whatever has happened to us. Try not to allow those two tyrannies to take over, the tyranny of the urgent or the tyranny of the pain from the past. So I guess that's what I would share. That's also a key quality that I've noticed in terms of the readings that I've been doing. I really agree with that, you know, feeling stuck. People are really feeling stuck. And evolution, especially conscious evolution, comes through the resistance that we're experiencing. If there wasn't resistance in life, we would never move. We would just, you know, we would be a single cell organism just sitting there. But it was resistance that allowed that single cell organism to divide into really that evolutionary process. And the next stage of human evolution is a conscious one. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Deepak Chopra, but I was
very much so.
Yeah, I love him. Oh, he's great. But I was listening to him the other day, and he was talking about it's no longer the how did he put it? I'm trying to think of the exact words that he used. It's not the fittest that are going to survive. It's the wisest. But that's
exactly.
Not the exact words that he used. Yeah, but it's not survival of the fittest anymore. It's survival of the people who are willing to gain wisdom and understanding, because that's what mobilizes us in our culture today, and that's what I see in terms of this this global evolution that's happening as well.
Right. I think you made excellent points, and I'm a firm. This is Stars Maya, by the way. I'm a very firm believer that one of, even aside from this major karmic shift that we're seeing and feeling, even in just everyday life, so to speak, I feel that that's one of the biggest obstacles that clients present me with. They may come to me with the problem, but as we go further into session, what I come to realize is that exactly what you said, Stars James, is that they're either trapped in the past, or they're using hope as a coping skill. And like you pointed out, hope and faith, I live my life, I do recognize the Christian God, and so I do live my life according to faith and hope. But I don't use it as a coping skill to the point where I am not able to recognize that moment, that day, and like you said, it doesn't do any good to go have a manicure or pedicure or a massage if you're just going to spend that time worrying. And when we, you know, planning for the future, just everything you said just really, really resonated with me. So I really try to help my clients, especially during this time period, to just try to you know, take charge of the moment, go with the flow, and when it comes to karma, you know, exert your free will in a way that's kind to yourself and to others. But then also I feel it's important that we do have to accept to a point that there are some things that are simply out of our control. And those are the issues or the obstacles or the ideas or feelings that, you know, that when they're out of our control, we just have to release them. I mean, it's just that simple. We can't do anything when we're faced with, and we have to be able, you know what you were saying, I'm not very good at pronouncing his name, but I know who you're talking about.
Deepak Chopra, yeah.
Yeah, and what he said about being wise, I find that, to me, when you said that, wise means knowing what we can change and how we can change it, and what we can't, and sometimes we just have to really just go with the flow. So what I'd like for us each to do, because we are running over on time and I'm not sure how many callers we have, is I'm going to go ahead and And I just want to leave everyone with something very positive. If you've listened to us all, there's been some just wonderful information and input from Stars Caitlin Clare and Stars James, and hopefully you feel that way about myself, Stars Maya. And so take this advice and take the time, relax, live in the now, you know, go with the flow, look at your choices, and ask what you can do to better your life in terms of emotion and feeling and releasing. Releasing is very, very important. If something is not serving you, be it a person, a relationship, a feeling, a job, if it's not of service to you and there's no good to be served, then it's time to let go. But stay, be okay with these changes. Although they're going to be difficult and there's obstacles, I do feel very, very strongly that we are headed in a good direction and that we are going to, the outcome is going to be a spiritual awakening and a way of living that is so good for our souls, just absolutely, just the most wonderful feeling that we can have. And that feeling will help us to endure the trials and tribulations of life that seem to have gotten so many of us off track. So that's all I really have to share tonight about that subject. So we'll move to Stars Caitlin Clare and see what she'd like to leave us with.
Deepak Chopra has been a major guide in my life since I've been a teenager. I'd like to credit him with saving my life as a teenager, but I think that was more of my doing than his. But it was certainly his teachings that put me upon the path that I'm on today, and I'm eternally grateful. The only thing I can quote from him is one quote, and it is this: love is letting go of fear, period, exclamation point. That's all we need to know.
Okay. Great.
Absolutely. That was beautiful. Thank you for that.
Profound. Thank you. Thank you, Stars Caitlin Clare. And Stars James, is there anything that you would like to add before we move on to take calls?
Actually, yes. I think that just to summarize, you know, I think a lot of what we all were saying is, you know, really the point of power, the point of change, the point of breaking the karmic cycles, the negative karmic cycles that we're in, and changing them from negative to positive is really in the present moment. And I think that all of us touched on that in a little bit of a different way. But, you know, it's like Jesus, when he was walking around, he would shout out, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." And essentially what that means is the heaven is accessed only through right now. It's right at your hand at this moment. Mm-hmm. And so I guess that would be my final thought, and the thing that I would want to pass on to you is something that works very well for me is being present really is that place of power. It's the place where we're able to see where we're going, see where we're headed, and change our direction if necessary. So I guess that's what I would want to leave everyone with. And, thank you.
Thank you, Stars James, and thank you, Caitlin Clare. It's just been an amazing session. So, okay, I guess we'll turn it over to Stars Cast and see what callers we have this evening.
What a lot of great information. I was sitting here thinking, what do I do? You know, I put up the magazine, and it was huge this month. So what I do is that morning or that night before I prepare, I go back and I, so you're right, you need to prepare. And I do write things down. I write who I have to go back over to my live mail, get information, you know, articles from there, go back over to AOL. I'm going back and forth and back and forth, and I'm making a list. And by the time that day comes, usually I set it up the last day in the month so that it goes up on the first. Sometimes I add things on the first. I am ready to go, and that's the only thing that I think about. It's probably, I don't want to say it's my best work, but it's true. You know, if you just focus on what you're doing and make a list, like Stars James, I think, is the one that said it, then you follow that list, I don't really think of anything else. I don't think of anything else because it's like a job that I love. It's a passion, and it's about the whole thing on the site. And, of course, everybody needs to know that is listening that we are from Stars with a Z, psychics.com. And I also want to announce that we have a one radio ad on a Nashville station right now. I just signed up for a second one. I don't know the call letters on the second one yet, but I will post it in the blog so everybody knows. And, you know, even the job, I don't even call it a job, but even what I do is really beneficial for me. It kind of just keeps me focused. And most times I don't really have time to think about anything else. So I love all of you, all that you discuss, your views, your opinions, and I hope everybody in the chat room is enjoying this. And those who listen, because I did look at the listeners for last week, we get a lot of them that listen to the recorded topics that we do, which is awesome. We have only a couple of callers tonight, so ladies and gentlemen, you have a choice. I could let each one of you give a little tiny reading to the two that I have. There is one who does not want readings, if you'd like, because we're already at 7:45. And then maybe we could talk amongst us. How about that? What do you think, Stars Maya?
Sure.
Sure. Caitlin, Claire, is that good with you?
Yeah, that sounds great. Let's all give our input to those that want the reading.
I think so. I really think so, and I know Stars James would agree. I'm not even going to ask him because
absolutely.
I think he's nodding his head yes. Okay, Nat, okay. but anyways, I'm just so impressed with all of you. We would have had Stars Morningstar tonight, but she had a migraine, and so she bowed out, and so we do miss her, and hopefully next week, of course, I'll have my three on hand, and I don't know what the discussion's going to be, but I'm sure it'll be a good one. So the first caller tonight is Desmond. So Stars Maya, I'm going to let you start with them first, okay? Oh, I'm getting another caller. This is good. Let me go get him. Stars Desmond? You are a Stars Desmond. You didn't even know it. Desmond, are you there? Desmond? Hello, are you there? Maybe I
heard
him.
Dog.
Okay. I bet you he left the phone. Okay, we're going to skip over. I'm going to put him on hold. And we're going to go over to Melvin. I know Melvin is with us. And then I have another caller here. Melvin, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Thank you.
Okay. Stars Maya, you can go ahead and take a question from Stars Melvin, and then I'm going to go and see about these other callers.
Okay. I think I might have spoken with Melvin a couple of times and listened to different. Melvin, have you and I spoken?
Yes, ma'am. We have spoken in the past.
Okay. Why don't we do this since you and I have already spoken a couple of times. Let's let you, StarsCast, can you hear me? Stars Caitlin Claire, can you hear?
Yes, I can hear you. I think StarsCast
okay.
is busy with the other callers.
Okay, why don't we do this since Melvin has gotten the opportunity to have a couple of readings with me. Why don't you go ahead and take this and then we can pass it on to Stars James. That way he gets the benefit of all of our input. Is that okay with you, Melvin?
Yes, ma'am. It's okay. Thank you.
Okay, sure. Okay, so go ahead, Stars Caitlin Claire.
Hi, Melvin. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing okay. Yes, thank you. You're going to have a great show tonight as well.
Oh, thank you for saying so. Now, what question did you have for us tonight?
I just want to know about the job that I'm at now. We're going to be closing in about 2 months, about 700 and some employees. And I put in applications for other positions, and I just want to know, will I be hearing from them?
Okay, let's take a look. Well, right now I can tell you that, yes, this is going to happen. You are going to get another opportunity. Your skill is very much appreciated at this company, and you've got money coming in.
Okay.
And the final outcome card of this reading is success, which is the Six of Wands. So, yes, I wouldn't worry a bit. You may even get promoted.
Great. Man, I sure need it. You said I have money coming in. Is that from the job or unexpected money?
That's unexpected money. This is completely out of the blue. It has nothing to do with the job. But you are appreciated for your skill in your job, and you are going to get rehired.
Wow.
That is a complete success.
Yes.
And it's going to enable you to be able to take care of things that you didn't think you were able to take care of before, because you didn't always have this money. You've always had to kind of pinch the pennies a little bit here and there.
Yes.
But this is going to be a huge boost to your ego. Now, you may be spending some time away from your family because you're going to be working a little bit of overtime. But, yes, this is a complete success for you.
Is there a time frame on when this money unexpected?
This will happen within the next month.
Wow. Man, I need that blessing. Definitely.
Yeah,
need that.
Don't worry. The money's there, honey. You'll be just fine. But you are going to have to take some time away from family to do this work.
Is this work would be, because I work at a hospital now, and that's the one that's going to be closing. It will be the same type job, but just a different
Yes, it will.
Okay.
You might not find it. Your job situation is going to change a little bit only because you're not going to find it quite as rewarding emotionally as you did before. But you're going to have a lot more freedom.
Hmm.
It's going to be a bit of a change for you, but it's going to be financially beneficial to you. Yes.
Yes, definitely need that. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so don't worry. The money's going to be there. You have nothing to worry about.
Okay. Thank you. Yes.
Oh, you're welcome, honey.
All right.
Okay, so I guess per Star's Cast, I don't know, she may be answering calls. We can
I'm here. I'm going to try to get a hold of Desmond again. Let me see if I can get him. I have other callers that keep calling in now, so if they would just hold on, I will get to everybody. But let me see if I can reach him. Hiya, Desmond. Are you there? Desmond, are you there? Hello? Hello? Desmond? Okay, well, he's not answering. So let's go on here down to, let me see. Stars James, you want to give a little bit of an opinion to our guest, Melvin? Two more callers. Go ahead. Okay, Stars James. Okay, Melvin, I've got Stars James on the air with you right now. Do you have a different question, or would you like to have him discuss the same one with you?
I would like just a different question. Thank you all so much.
Absolutely, Melvin. What's your question?
Okay, like I was saying earlier, I work in a hospital, and it's just a question about curiosity about this young lady. It seems like she has some type of like animosity towards me, but I don't know what's going on with her. I don't know how to word this question. Can you tell me why she feels the way she feels about me? For is like don't have anything to do with me, or don't even she speaks, but that's it. And I haven't done anything to this person. It's kind of weird to me. It's like she don't even know me, you know. But
right.
But you know, I just want to know why she treats me the way she does.
Absolutely, Melvin. And this is Stars James again. Melvin. When I just kind of tapped into the situation. I actually, when you were doing the reading before, I had a sense that there was a little instability in relationships at work, and I believe you're bringing this up, you know, is kind of what I was tapping into. And the message that I had for you is this is absolutely not, has nothing to do with you. You actually remind her of someone from her past that had mistreated her. And I think she is projecting some of her own emotional problems onto you, and it's not something that you should really even pay much attention to. This is not a person that in the future you're going to have a lot of interaction with anyway. So to the best of your ability, I don't sense that this is a connection that you're even really supposed to have. Let it go. It's only temporary for right now. It's not something that's going to follow you. And understand, too, that this is that, you know, be kind and be, you know, courteous in this situation. But, you know, if you feel that coldness, I get a sense that there's a lot of coldness towards you in this situation, like almost like ice cold. Like, you know, you will say one thing, and then it's almost like as the words are coming out of your mouth, what I saw was just the coldness that's surrounding the situation. They just fall to the ground. Again, it's not because she's a bad person. It's because you listen to the whole broadcast, correct?
No, sir. I came in late, but I'm going to go back and listen to it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, there was a point when we talked about people that are taking their consciousness and they're putting it behind them, and they're living from what has happened to them. And so it's not that she's a bad lady, it's that she is in a place right now where she's living from a bad experience that she's had, and you remind her of the individual that she's had this bad experience, so she's projecting this onto you. It's like she's got a wall of ice around her, and you know, it doesn't need to be broken because it's not something that's going to have future implications for your life.
Okay, yes. Okay, because thank you for clearing me up with that, because the fact that she, you know, I really wanted to sit down and talk with her to just see what was going on.
Right, and you know what? Melvin, I'll be honest with you. I don't think that's going to really resolve. And in most cases, that would resolve the issue. In this case, because it's not a situation that you're going to take with you into what you're doing in the future, I think that it would kind of be a waste of energy, of your own personal energy and of the situation, because I don't really see her changing because of your intervention right now. So.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just let it go and, you know, do the best that you can to just be as kind as you can in this situation, which I get a sense that you are, even when that coldness comes at you. I mean, I just get a sense that you're very kind to her. And, I believe that you are breaking through a little, but you are not her breakthrough, so it's not something that you have to really concern yourself with.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome, yeah. Melvin.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Thank you, Melvin. Have a good evening, and we're going to go off to our next caller, who is going to be, looks like it's going to be Cindy, and I'm going to get her. So, Stars Maya, you can start with Cindy, okay? Hi, Cindy.
Hi there.
Are you there?
Yes,
hi.
I am.
Hi. I've got, okay, good. I have Stars Maya on the air. Stars Maya, go ahead and take her question.
Hi, Stars Maya.
Oh, where is she?
Hello?
Did we lose her? Stars Maya, are you there? Hold on,
don't
worry.
I think we lost her, Stars Cast.
Well, I don't see her, but you know what, Stars Caitlin, go ahead. You take it, and I'm gonna keep trying to reach her, and we have another caller also. So go ahead, Caitlin.
Okay, hi, Cindy. What can I do for you tonight?
Hi, Caitlin. Well, I was wondering if you could give me any messages regarding what I need to know at this time. I have a lot of things going on in my life, and I'm just kind of curious. We've got a new moon coming up, and
yes, we do.
I wanted to jump into that energy. So,
yeah,
well,
the new moon coming into Libra is going to present a lot of opportunities. And it's going to clear up a lot of delusions that you might have been feeling in the past. It kind of feels like you might have had blinders on or there's been kind of a fog before you. That's all going to go away. Yep, that's all going to go away. And all this past having to feel like you have to hold your tongue and not speak, that's all going to go away
too.
That came out.
You're heading
into
a period of literal rebirth.
Oh,
and you're coming into a period of renewal. So we've got the Ten of Cups right here, and we've got renewal. We've got the Shaman, which is showing that you've spent some time really reflecting on the choices that you want to make coming up in the future. We've also got the Lovers, which is coming up in the future. And you're really in a very grounded place, and you're definitely moving forward. So I'd say anything that you aspire to right now is going to be very positive.
Oh, so you think
you're surrounded
think I'll
by water, which is movement, flowing.
Oh.
It's unhindered. It's expressive.
You know, it's funny.
And
I'm a Cancer.
I, of course you're a Cancer. That's why all these water cards are coming up. We love Cancers. My husband is a Cancer. There
cancer
is an end to this bondage that you've been feeling. And it's because you've really made the time to take some thought to make some changes in your life. You've really taken the time to think things through, and your instincts are right. Trust your gut, honey. Yeah, trust your gut.
Oh,
you're totally right on right now.
Oh, perfect.
So,
that's inspiring.
Yeah, you've got a freedom of expression, which is indicated by the Queen of Discs. You've got the King of Swords right here, so you've got the support. So I don't know who this guy is, but he's certainly supporting you. This could be a husband, a lover, but you've got a male support system here. So definitely take advantage of him.
Hmm.
And on the
him.
Love front, this is definitely a positive boon for you. If you're not married, that's certainly going to come up.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah. There's a husband if there isn't one already, because he's already here.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah, he's the Knight of Discs, and he's waiting. He's just sitting here
waiting. Well, I'm waiting, too.
But you've had an end to this discord, and you've had an end to all this kind of negative underlying influences that you weren't quite sure about, you didn't know quite what's happening. Your intuition is so strong right now. You really need to trust that.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so trust
That's
your gut. You're totally
okay,
on
I
the
will.
Right path right now.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Okay, well, we're running after the hour, and I have one more here, so I think I'm going to – we did lose Stars Maya, I don't know. What happened, but it wasn't me. Yay! I didn't flip a switch here. But anyways, we have Michelle with us. So let's see what we can do with Michelle. Michelle, are you there? Hello, Michelle? Hello?
Hello, good evening, ladies.
Hi, this is Stars Cast. I have Stars James on the air. You can go ahead and ask him your question for this evening.
Thank you. My question is, I'm wondering, can you see in about how long I have an increase to my finances? Because I really like to start a business, and so I'm wondering, like, when...
Yeah. Actually, that was the one thing that I was going to say before you said that you're starting a business. Your creative expression is really flowing right now.
I
see even in your etheric auric body, I see this really bright pink color, which is related usually to tenderness, loving, but it can also be related to artistic expression, creative expression. I get a sense that. You know, in this business, you're going to have an enormous opportunity to express yourself like you have not been able to express yourself before. And that, you know, it's really important for you to come up with an appropriate business plan and strategy, though. That's the one thing that I see is the most crucial for you is come up with a plan and make sure that you – I am almost getting a sense, too, that it's important for you to overshoot the mark on this plan. That create a bigger vision than you really have the capacity to right now when you're putting it on paper, because what I see is you accomplishing that vision.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But Yeah, make sure that you're very, very clear in what you're doing right now. Definitely a lot of movement going on in terms of your money situation right now. I don't see it immediately changing, though. What I see is, for the rest of this year, you're going to kind of plateau a little bit. You're going to be in the same place for a little bit, and then you're going to have a sudden increase. I would say probably maybe the beginning of next year, maybe even upwards to spring, but you're going to see a major increase there. The major increase is actually going to be related to some alliances that you're making, some partnerships that you're making with somebody else. There's someone that I don't necessarily think that they're going to be in the same, have the same vision in terms of what you're doing, but what it will complement what you're doing, and it will open up opportunities because it will complement what you're doing.
Okay. Wow, that's wonderful.
Okay, and
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. So good changes in terms of money. Give me just a second here. I did notice too with your astral body, I get like a yellow green color with your astral body. That's related to creativity, as it's related to in communication, creativity and communication. And the astral body is the body that is extended outward into our communication with others. And so what this is really indicating right now is that it's really important for you to, this is indicating where you're at, but I believe that I see almost a change there, that this is that you're moving into this place where it's important for you to be more tender with the way that you're communicating with the people around you. For some reason, I think that this is related to the people that are closest to you in terms of family and friends, although it has a specific impact on your business as well, and on what your business, the vision for your business is as well. So make sure that you're being very tender in your communication, and if something hits you the wrong way, stop for a second before you just say something, because it's just important for you to maintain the connection that you have with the people that are closest to you, because they are going to be maybe not the financial support, but they are going to be an underlining support for what your vision is. So allow yourself to do that as well.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Michelle.
I would have never thought of that either. But, I can definitely start, looking at that, because I never really thought about that.
Right. Well, and the thing with, especially when it comes to like writing it down and making it clear on paper, a lot of people misunderstand manifestation. What happens is they do everything in their mind. And one of the things we actually talked earlier, I'm not sure if you listened to the rest of the show, but you may find it valuable. Okay, excellent. I had mentioned that I write things down. The reason why I write things down is because for me, and it may not be for everyone, but for me, that is the first stage of manifesting what I want in my life. If I put it down clear on paper, as opposed to it just being in my head, I don't, it is a solid thing. It's something that I can touch. It's something that I can look at, and it's powerful. If it's just in my head, there is a challenge for me that, if I just hold it in my head, and I think that, in terms of manifestation, if you're using things like creative visualization or, positive thinking and interacting with the emotions, those are all very positive things, but you cannot maintain them for long periods of time. When it's solid on paper, you have something that you can hold on to that is very solid. And so it is the first stage of the manifestation of what you desire. And it really has power. And that's why I believe that you're supposed to really even go beyond what you think is possible, because you're going to attain way more than your vision is right now.
Okay. Yeah, because I've definitely written it down and even the business plan, but I haven't gone bigger. I was thinking of when you were saying, like, be more tender and more,
absolutely.
Conscious of what you've said, because, I haven't thought of that. And so I'm I could focus on that and kind of make sure that, either don't say some things or try to put it in a better way, that could be more nurturing, So I definitely will do that, you know, start to focus on that because I haven't
right.
really thought about that.
So well, I think you have more power in these in your personal relationships than you realize that you have. And when you say a word, it goes right to the heart of the people around you. They don't even have to really be they don't have to really even be strongly connected to you for that to happen, just because I sense that you're just a very powerful woman anyway. And so it is very good for you specifically to be conscious of that, simply because you do have power behind your words.
Okay. I thank you for that. You know, that is just a jewel that I'm going to definitely focus on that.
Absolutely.
Because
well, I'm glad I could help.
You are right, and I never, ever would have thought of it, you know. And I try to be nice, but maybe especially in these times, you know what I mean? Like, just some things I need to come across just gentler, maybe, you know?
Right. Well, and I know, and honestly, when I was kind of looking at the changes in your energy body and what's going on with you right now and what I see for the future, I don't sense that you've been a bad person or anything. I think that you don't recognize that a tremendous amount of power that you have sometimes behind your words and what kind of influence that has on other people.
Okay. That is so wonderful. I thank you.
You're very
thank
welcome,
you,
my dear.
Thank you,
Michelle.
You have a great evening. Yes.
Yes,
come
you
back
too.
And
I
go to starswithazpsychics.com if you want a more in-depth reading from Stars James, Stars Caitlin, Stars Maya. There's so many on right now. I just took a peek, and you can get 5 free minutes from the site. Just click on the button on the left, and you'll be good to go. And I thank Stars Caitlin Claire and you, Stars James, for coming tonight. Next week we'll do it again, and I don't know what the topic is going to be, but I know it's going to be a good one. And I hope everybody enjoyed the discussion that we had. I know I did. I resonated with a lot of it. A lot of it I already do. I think when you have to deal with people all over the world like I do, everybody wants to talk to me. They want to hear my words. And so that's what you say, Stars James. It's all in the words. And I have clients that don't want me to type in the chat room. They want me to call them. So I like that. I really, really do. It's true. So everybody have a good evening. Thank you, Stars Caitlin Claire. Are you still there?
Bye. Yeah, I'm still here. Namaste to you us all.
Oh, well, it's been fun. We always have a good time, and I'll find out what happened to Stars Maya momentarily. But I will see you and Stars James next week, and hopefully Stars Morningstar will be with us again. And everybody have a great evening, okay?
All right.
Yes,
love you guys.
Definitely. Thank you, Starscast.
Much love to all of you. Well, of course, especially my stars. Good night.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.